Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Thursday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. Keep it coming, guys. I still see a bunch to get to, and I will get to them, I promise, but I do appreciate all of the feedback. Coming up in about an hour, our Thursday regular, the chairman of the Baldwin County Republican Party, Patrick McWilliams, so you want to make sure you stick around for that. Joining us now on the line, always a pleasure, and he's always very, very good to this show, but our Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joins us. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you in Montgomery today, working on a lot of different things, and just got out of a meeting going over some different stuff about LDOT budgets and trying to understand everything that's going on there. But, working hard today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm eagerly anticipating this contract review. I guess it's going to take place today. We'll see where that goes, but more on that later for our listeners. Let's kick it off here, though. You came back from Thomasville, I assume, yesterday, kind of on the heels. They had Walt Maddox and Mayor Stimson, and the mayor there, Sheldon Day, had a kind of get out the charm offensive or whatever for the West Alabama corridor. Talk about you came in a day later, but any takeaways that you could share with us?
You know, I mean, first, I want to say this. I mean, my hat's off to Mayor Day, what he's done in Thomasville. I think when you look at the small town, I mean, he's a great small town mayor, and I understand he's advocating for his area. And, you know, we had a good conversation about that region, how we could help it grow. You know, I made it clear that I think we need to do infrastructure based on priorities. I made it clear that I don't think it's wise to spend potentially $1.3 billion of state money with no federal match. I do think the project, you know, we need to figure out a way to get it done, right? But I think there's also other projects I haven't changed my opinion. I-65 is the top priority in our state, and other areas of our state, you know, are priorities as well. But I think it's unwise to potentially bond out the majority of Rebuild Alabama money just for this one project when I got to represent the whole state, right? Baldwin County has needs. Huntsville has needs. Auburn has needs. Tuscaloosa has needs. Birmingham has needs. Rural Alabama has needs. Mobile has needs. And so does this project need to happen? I think it does. But what I've tried to encourage them to do is let's try to find some federal programs that could be like an 80-20 match or potentially a 90-10 or 100% match to get this funded. Might take longer to do the project, but at least we could have the feds paying for more of it instead of the state putting 100% of their money in a project.
Well, so, and you know, this project's being fast-tracked, and we've had that discussion. The reason why I think this administration is reluctant to do that, there's this underlying fear that if we wait on federal money, then the next governor or the governor after that, whenever the federal money finally comes in, won't do this project. Then it'll wind up, as so many have over the years, 45 is a good example, 4398 down our way, that, you know, the priority shift and people say, well, we don't really need to do that yet. Let's do something else. So the thinking here is, we got to get this done now or it'll never get done. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes back to the way I think we really need to have a bigger conversation about infrastructure and having long-range planning. That doesn't matter, you know, which governor's in, that we're going to do these projects and we're going to base, you know, projects based on need. I think certainly that makes sense. It's a long-range, plan for potentially helping that area, potential growth. So, you know, my thought process is if we start, you know, saying, okay, let's tackle 65, we know it's going to take 10, 15 years. Let's make sure that we get federal funding for this project and, you know, make sure that when we get the money for that, it goes to that. And I think that makes sense. I think also making sure we get federal money for 65. My understanding is it's an 80-20 match, or 20 match on, interstates. And, you know, if we could do that, obviously, instead of the state paying the whole amount, that makes a lot of sense. And so I think just coming up with a plan, it's like we do in business, forecasting out, okay, this is what we want to do over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and really looking at the state as a whole and figuring out how to tackle infrastructure is a better model than just kind of doing it on politics, right? And we've got to, you know, John Cooper right now at DOT is once again playing politics, right? And he's going out And, you know, I'm hearing rumors that he's threatening people and saying, oh, if you, you don't need to support 65, you don't need to do this. And, you know, that's just not okay. Right. And he's got a pattern of doing this, and it's got to stop. And it's not okay for him to sit there and say, if you support 65, you're not going to get any infrastructure projects in your district. You know, that's ridiculous. Right. We need to do what's best for the state and take politics out of it.
Yeah. And tell me, though, I guess the problem for the way Aldott is handling this whole 65 discussion, and I think you said this initially when you first started talking about this, they don't have a plan at all. Like, they don't, this isn't even on their long range plan. Like, what are you doing with 65 someday? Well, we're not even talking about that. That it needs to at least be on the books. Like you said, if it's a 15, 20 year thing or whatever, but right now, as far as we know, it's non-existent.
Yeah, and I think it's failed leadership there, right? When you look at it, I mean, not planning ahead, right? You know, and again, the way the 65 whole project, you know, came on the books is I looked at what other states were doing. A lot of times you find out great ideas from what other states are doing. You bring them back to your state, just like in business. You look at what your competitors are doing and how you can be better. And so I was coming back from the Kentucky-Auburn game and from the Tennessee-Kentucky line to Nashville at 6 lane. Well, then you start kind of asking questions. Well, they planned ahead, right? And, you know, 5, 10 years ago, they start saying, hey, we want to do this. And, you know, my understanding is they got federal funds to do a big part of that, and they're able to knock that project out. Whereas to your point, you know, it's not, it hasn't been a priority of any administration. And we just kind of do little patches here and there instead of doing the whole road from the state line to Mobile, and it's needed. And so I think if we could change our priorities across, and not only priorities, but the way we look at funding infrastructure based on need instead of politics, Alabama will be the winner. Whereas right now, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to do this because I'm from this area or I like that senator, right? And that's not the way you need to do infrastructure. It's got to be based on need.
Governor, and I couldn't tell you what the priorities are. I mean, obviously, we know 43, or we know the West Alabama Corridor, whatever you want to call it, is a priority of this administration. But beyond that, it's hard to really know, like, there's a bunch of little projects. Rebuild Alabama, that was like a lot of little things. I get it. They had to get the counties and the municipalities on board. So Limestone County gets its turn lane and DeKalb County gets its bridge fixed. And all that stuff is fine. But like the big picture stuff, there's a few places, I guess, where they're getting counties a connectivity to interstate highway system. But beyond that, there's like no sizzle there. There's no big project. I couldn't tell you what this administration's top priorities are except for that West Alabama corridor.
Right. And I think we've got to have a plan for the whole state and, you know, just to say, okay, this is what we're going to do for the next 5 years, 10 years. And, you know, here's how we're going to get there. Here's the federal funding we're going to go after. Here's the match requirements we're going to get. Here's the state part. And the other thing that should concern everyone is, not whether or not we should do the West Alabama corridor, right? I think that's not really the question you should ask. The question is, how are we going to fund it? And do we potentially put the state at risk from the amount of debt we're going to require on that? And, you know, my understanding is that's going to be potentially somewhere between 60 to 80% of the new Rebuild Alabama funds. You know, the debt that project requires, assuming it costs, you know, they're saying it potentially costs $1.3 billion plus. Maybe more by the time it gets started, okay? And when you look at bonding that out over 20 years, you know, that's going to be a huge chunk of the rebuild money that's going to be leveraged for that one project. And so I think what people got to say is, okay, you know, is it wise to spend that type money with no federal match and to potentially put our state in a bad fiscal standpoint and to acquire a lot of debt when if we're patient and we, you know, actually look for some federal programs that can fund that, you know, then we don't have to expend all our state funds. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, and is it right to set future administrations? I mean, this governor, this is it for her, at least. I guess she could run again someday, but she's not going to be the next governor, or she's not going to win another term. And, I mean, to me, this is me talking. It's probably going to be you as the next governor. But is it fair to whoever the next governor may be to saddle them with that debt that far to the future, the next one or two or three administrations, that to me is kind of problematic.
Yeah, I think that certainly, you know, from a state standpoint, I think you got to take out who's going to be the next governor, whether it's me or somebody else, right? I just think it's unwise as a state to continue to acquire a lot of debt. There's been a lot of projects announced. You looked at it, you know, you got the Mobile Bay Bridge, right? And a lot of that's going to be, you know, funded by tolls and, you know, different revenue streams. So my understanding is still $500 to $600 million potentially is going to be state money. You've got the West Alabama Corridor, you know, that's $1.3 billion plus. You've got, you know, the projects that were just announced up in, you know, Jefferson Shelby County, you know, which is good. I mean, that's $800 million. You look at the Baldwin County Bridge down there, that's $100 million plus, and that's just a bridge, and you got to get the roads everywhere. I mean, so plus all the other projects going on in the state. I haven't mentioned anything in Huntsville. I haven't mentioned anything over in Auburn. I haven't mentioned anything in Tuscaloosa yet. And so when you start looking at these and, okay, how are we going to pay for them, right? And are we just going to continue to bond ourselves? It's just something we're looking at. I just want to make sure we're being fiscally smart and that we're not going to create a tremendous amount of debt to where we can't even maintain what we have. We're just having to have everything go to debt service.
Well, let me ask you something about the construction itself. It seems everything the state of Alabama tries to build, prisons or a new state house or whatever, it's very expensive. Like these roads, the initial estimate has gone up. It's almost doubled. Our West Alabama corridor, I think, has doubled with that $1.3 billion figure you just gave us. Is there something that needs to be done to look at how the state handles construction and getting some of these construction costs reined in?
Yeah, I think the first thing we need to do is elect a Republican president and have a Republican Senate and Congress where we can actually get inflation under control. And you look at just a lot of the costs have gone up because of what's going on the federal level with inflation. You look at just fuel, right, how it continues to go up. Well, I read an article yesterday where Biden's undoing what Trump did on Anwar drilling. And when you look at that, we're doing stuff as a country on a federal level that impacts us on a state level directly on cost. And people are, you know, getting killed with inflation. It's one of the reasons, you know, I pushed hard to give a tax cut to people and to do it where everybody would benefit from it on the grocery tax. That's why I pushed that so hard. But I mean, you know, the reality is cost of goods are going up. Cost of, you know, just traveling is going up, you know, to get goods to where it needs to go. I mean, you know, concrete's going up. I mean, so a lot of this stuff is lumber's down right now, but I mean, obviously you don't use lumber to build a road and really prisons, you've got a lot of concrete, not a lot of lumber as well. But I'm just saying, I think a lot of this is because of the Biden economy and we need a change. It's killing us.
Well, one thing, this construction management model, it makes sense, but I mean, the way, I mean, I got a building science degree from Auburn. I worked in this field for a little while. The way it used to be, you bid a job, and then that was the number you would agree to with the party, and then the building proceeds. Sure, there were change orders, and, you know, there were costs that would have to be later on down the road, you know, accounted for. But now we're kind of doing it as we go along, and it seems like in this inflationary environment, maybe that's not the best approach. Maybe that's an approach that we need to kind of put back up on the shelf for times when the economy kind of cools off.
Yeah, I think one of the things we've got to do is, okay, I've only got X amount to build this facility, and you got to figure out how you get it done, right? That's the same thing we do in the private sector. Okay, I got this much to build a house. I got this much to build, you know, an office building, you know, whatever it is, right? We got to take the same principle. It's, okay, how do we get this done for this cost? And I think when you do it, when you have that perspective from government, the private sector is going to respond, especially when you say, okay, I can't do it for this, right? So then, you know, private sector is going to figure out a way to innovate, figure out a way to drive down costs. But if we continue to say yes and just have a, you know, blank checkbook for whatever the amount is, we're just going to pay it, you know, that's problematic.
Joined by Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth here on the program for just a couple of more minutes here. And we had the Mayor Mobile on yesterday. He's a big proponent of the 43 West Alabama project. Is there, he insists there's a way to do both. I mean, is that feasible? Is there a way to do both of these projects and not have them pit against one another? Because that's the narrative right now. It's one or the other.
Yeah, no, I think there's a way to do those projects and a lot more in our state. I will say this, though. You know, in my opinion, we do not need to fund you know, the 43, the West Alabama corridor, with 100% state funds. I think that would be a mistake. All right, I want to be very clear on that. And so I think we've got to get federal money in on that to help reduce the cost, because that's such a big project. And I'm not familiar with another project ever in the state where we spent $1.3 billion on a single state project, and so without any federal match. And so I think we've got to figure out a way to get federal funds, and I think there's different parts of that, maybe all of it, that could qualify under federal funds, and that reduces, you know, most of the federal matches are 80-20, 90-10, 100% fed, right? And if we can do that, then I think that's going to reduce the state portion of the cost for that, and that's a win for the state of Alabama, because then it frees up money. To your point, how do we do all these projects we need to do? Look, I mean, it's not just 65. I mean, we got to get down 65. We got to do I-10. We got to get people to the beach better, right? We've got to make sure Huntsville's exploding and needs, you know, a lot of help there with the growth going, you know, west and, you know, south and even towards Marshall County, where I'm from. Auburn's, you know, got a lot of population growth and needs help. I mean, 85 realistically needs to be 6-lane from Auburn to the state line. So, you know, there's a lot of projects we need to do. What I'm saying is it would be unwise to leverage, you know, not be able to do any of these other projects just because we're going to do this one project. What I'm saying is let's figure out a way to draw down federal funds, find out other ways to pay for it to where we can do all these projects that will benefit our state. And I think that's leadership and what we need.
Governor, you're always very kind to come on this show, and hopefully we could talk again soon. But best of luck to you the coming weeks.
Jeff, always good to be on, and War Eagle.
War Eagle, buddy. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Horst Show on FM Talk 106.5. Themselves, and they're slow moving.